It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Kautz bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for a college basketball doubleheader this evening in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Valor of Evangel. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer. He's in the Get Radio Sports Studio handling the hard stuff. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. It is great to have you along as Benedict, and with this game today begins a three-game homestand. And this is huge for Benedict, and three games at home in a row, because hard to believe there are only eight games left in the season. Benedict has been really good at home, too, by the way. The Benedictine women are 8-1 on the season. Ladies game coming up first. The guys game at about 7:30 tonight. But the Benedictine women, 8-1 at home. Their only loss here in the Nolan came way back on December the 4th to Mid-America. Now, with that said, the very next game, December the 7th, was when Benedictine traveled down to Springfield and had a nice win at the expense of Evangel. So, Lady Ravens have been playing some very, very good basketball. They come into the game on a bit of a winning streak, and five home games remain in these last eight. So, for Benedictine, it is a good, very, very flattering kind of a schedule to end the season. Evangel's coming in for the first time as the Valor. You're very aware they've changed mascots during the off season, and since then, they have posted a 4-2 record in 2022. They're 5-4 on the road, and they're coming off a loss at home to Mount Mercy. This conference is a mess. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the mess that it is in the Conference South. We're going to bring you the lineups. We're going to bring you the tip-off, Lady Raven basketball, then the guys at 7:30. All that coming up here on K-Radio right now. Taking a real quick timeout.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Christy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as the new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Voice of Atchison, local news, farm, weather, and sports, Hot Country 93.7.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Sunday's Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
And welcome back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium. Great to have you with us for College Hoops here this evening. As we went into the break, we were talking about what I'm calling a mess in this Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's South Division. And here's what's the mess. It is so close. Central Methodist, 7-4. Benedictine is 7-4. Mid-America is 7-4. And Evangel comes into the game. You know what their record is? I bet you do. It's 7-4. I mean, this conference is so top-heavy in the South Division. Then you've got Missouri Valley at 5-6, Baker 3-8, Clark at 1-9. In the North, it's a little more spread out with Clark 11-0 and Grandview at 10-1, followed by 7-4 Mount Mercy. Then it drops off dramatically. Culver, Brew, Graceland, and William Penn. Pumpkin Rest announcer introducing the starters. Let me share them with you, if I may. First of all, for the Evangel Valor in first year, head coach Preston Beverly. They're going to be starting Sadie Chisholm, a 5'4" junior out of Hartville, Missouri. A transfer from College of Ozark to hometown Stratford, Missouri, the 5'6" senior guard, Abby Vermouth. Alexis Roach is a junior. She's from Farmington, Arkansas, 5'9". You go to one of the forwards at Zoe Mulling, the 5'9" senior, also from Stratford, Missouri. She's a transfer in from right across town at Drury. And out of Mays High School in Wichita, Kansas, it is going to be Alexis Coffin. She'll be in the middle tonight, but 5'11" junior. So for Evangel, Chisholm, Wildermuth, Roach, Coffin, and Mulling. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 20th season, head coach Chan Folsom. Benedictine is going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson out of Garner, Kansas, Eisenhower High School. She's a 5'6" freshman. Aaliyah Raines from Jeff West in Meriden, Kansas, a 5'8" junior. 6'2" senior Natalie Samarin from Maple Plain, Minnesota. Out of Gardner Edgerton, out of Washington. She's a senior at 5'10". And rounding it out, 6'1" senior from Hera, Oklahoma, Allie Brzozowski. So for Benedictine, Nicholson, Reigns, Samarin, Washington, and Brzozowski. So that all said, first time these two teams met, we mentioned it earlier, back on the 7th of December, Benedictine held the Valor to 7 points in the fourth quarter and pulled away for a 67-42 win on the road. And since then, both of these teams have been playing even better. With that said, we're set to go. The ball goes up the tip of the way. Control down by Benedictine. We are underway. Lady Ravens with the basketball, and Kennedy Nicholson have it up on top. Swings it over to Skyler on the wing. Back out to Alley. Brzozowski will dish it over to the left side. They'll flare it off on top. The 3-4 Reigns is up a little bit short. Rebound tipped out by Smear, but it's going to be saved by Evangel. Here comes the Valor. Down the right side with it is going to be Wildermuth. She'll launch a 3 and can it. Whoa! Abby Wildermuth from way outside. Evangel's broken on top with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. They are up 3-0. BC back down the floor. Lady Ravens in the home. Whites with red and black. And we're going to get a foul called on the far side right away. Foul is going to be on Abby Wildermuth. And that's got Coach Beverly already a little bit upset. He's a very animated kind of a guy. Ball comes over to the right side. Nicholson has it. Feeds to the free throw line. Brzozowski goes back door. Underneath with it. Reigns. Can't get a shot away. Dumps it back into Brzozowski. Going to be knocked away. Loose on the floor. Picked back up by Evangel. Zoe Mullings coming up with the basketball and back up the floor with it. It'll be Wildermuth. 3-0, a minute into the ball game. Evangel with the ball and the lead. BC back on defense, starting with that player defense. They like that a lot. Here comes Wildermuth, starts into the lane, swings it over to the left side to Alexis Roach. Roach goes right and palms it over, but we will have a foul on Samarin. So for Benedictine, Natalie Samarin will have her first foul of the game. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine still looking for its first point of the game. The ball comes in deep in the left corner to Alexis Coffin. Comes back off on top, Chisholm. She'll start to the left, drive to the right, cuts down the right side of the lane. Now dumps it back off behind her by the three-point circle. No shot there. Now the give and go inside off the block shot. Blocked by Bozowski. Benedictine coming up with the basketball. And Samarin wisely quits dribbling and cans it over. Here comes Nicholson. Kennedy, little give and go, driving into the lane. The pull-up for 14. It's up, and it rolls in for Aaliyah Raines. BC is on the board. They trail 3-2. 8-10 to go in the first. Back down Evangel, into the lane. Block and a foul on Raines. So for Aaliyah, it'll be foul number one. For Benedictine, team foul two in the opening quarter. We're a couple of minutes into the ball game. It is 3-2. Fowler. And as Evangel comes to the line, you got to understand Evangel scores. They like to score. They play a little defense, but they would rather score. In fact, they're averaging, are you ready for this? Over 80 points a game. That's a lot. First free throw here is up. It will not go in for Sadie Chisholm. She's got one more coming up. 80.6 points a game. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So the Benedictine deficit is now 4-2, inside 8 to go in the opening quarter. Brzezowski is going to take the ball. She's going to stop way up high, right at the top of the key. Lays it back behind her. Kennedy, top side, it goes to Raines. Nicely plays off the screen, takes it all the way to the right block, comes out. Brzezowski for three. She just launches it in there, Allie Brzezowski. And Benedictine with its first lead of the evening. They're on top at 5-4. 7:37 to go in the opening quarter. Fowler with the ball down to the right side. Kicks it back off on top. Taken there by Mullings. Looks to the middle. Dumps it over to Wildermuth. Her driving shot is up, well off the mark. And Raines coming up with a rebound. BC is going to run up the floor. Roach is guarding Raines up court. So she'll just take it across the timeline with the outlet pass over to the left side. Out on top. That's another three, Brzezowski. But that was about a step above the ring. And needed to be a little closer. The shot coming up short. 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ravens with a 5-4 lead. No one has gone to the bench yet. Pass over to the right side to Roach as Evangel's back on offense. Evangel in new uniforms. It is a black uniform with white lettering and trim. There was a near travel. The shot's going to be blocked by Samarin. Rebounding it down. Benedictine. The outlet down the left side. Skyler. She's in. She's up. She missed a layup. And a rebound going to come back down to the Valor. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. 5-4. BC in front. Evangel feed it, top of the key. Back a little bit to the right side to Coffin. Now the driving shot blocked out of bounds again. That is the third Benedictine block in the first 3.5 minutes of the game. And Raymond's going to be looking for even more blocks as they're going to go to the bench and bring in the 6'3" sophomore Kyra Misiraka out of Mustang, Oklahoma. It will come back into Evangel. The shot clock is at 13. Looking in, can't get it to the baseline. We'll bring it off on top. Wildermuth. She'll slide over to the left side. Backs away. Jumps it to the right. Stepping inside. The running shot is up. Partially deflected. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Cleared away to the left side. And wait a minute. We've had an inadvertent horn. That shot went up, and I believe it did hit the rim, and now the officials are going to confer about whether it hit the rim or not. I think here's your question. Did it hit the rim? Did it not hit the rim? And the official from the top side thought that it did. The official down below doesn't seem to think so. And, of course, we're going to go to the video, right? Or not? They're going to say, I don't think bother with video. They're just going to set it at 18. And now the other two officials are going to have a little confab right in front of the Lady Raven bench, and it seems as though everybody's reasonably on the same page. 6-12 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a one-point lead. Evangel with the ball. The baseline three is up off the rim once, twice, three times. Rolls off. No good. Rebound. Jump ball called. Allie Brzezowski was not going to relinquish control of that basketball, and as a result, gets pulled to the floor. Jump ball called, and the shot clock's at 20 again. 6 minutes to go in the first. Inbound, lobbed out on top. New player in the ballgame is going to be Sophie Sparks for the Valor. Sophie, 5'5 junior from Fordland, Missouri. And the ball's going to be stolen away by Benedictine. And up with it is going to come Heather Ronabob. So Heather has come into the game for Benedictine. Now, Skylar's blown to the ground. She's laying down there. She's tied up with Sparks. And the ball gets away, rolls out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine. But Skylar was accosted out on the floor. Two defenders just trapped her between them. Benedictine with it out on top. 17 on the shot clock. Brzezowski, Miss Uraka. A lot better. Brzezowski gets inside and lays it up and in a beautiful move. And a nice assist top side by Runabaugh. Brzezowski has five, and Benedictine now leads it 7-4 at 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Pass comes out on top. Mullings has it. Dumps it back over to the left side. Valor with it. They'll go back door. A little body check, and we're going to get a foul on Brzezowski. Good call by the official on the near side. Allie picking up her first foul. Lady Raven team foul three. Returning to the floor for Benedictine will be Aaliyah Raines, coming into the game for Benedictine for the first time this evening. Is going to be Twyla Karaskio, the 5'10" junior out of Verona, Missouri. Evangel at the free throw line. The first one is up, rattles around, and it is good. It'll be the first point of the ball game for Zoe Mulling. 7-5, Benedictine now. One more shot, Mulling. She will get them both. It is 7-6, and the Benedictine lead trimmed it to one. Full court pressure applied by Evangel. BC up the floor with it. Here comes Runabomb. Out on top, it'll go Nicholson. She's way out near center circle. Kicks it to the right side to Rain. BC underneath the Kyra. If they spread the floor like that, and Benedictine's able then to get the ball into the bigs, it's going to be a good night for BC. That's the first point of the game for Kyra. 9-6 BC. The ball's going to be batted away. Taken away by Raines. Up court with the become Twyla. She'll go into the forecourt, lob it out on top. To the left side goes Kennedy. Nicholson into the corner. Here's Ronabon. Three! Ronabon knocks it down. Event says, we've got to make some changes, and they're going to take a timeout. A break of the action coming at 4.5 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas, where it's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 12, Evangel 6.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
As we return to the Nolan, remember earlier I told you how Evangel's scoring over 80 a game? Well, it's kind of a great comparison and contrast as Benedictine leads the conference in scoring defense. Through 21 games, the Lady Ravens have limited their opponents to 54 points a game. So, outstanding defense. And there are that deep through, and the ball's going to be stolen. Aaliyah Raines coming up with a steal, and out on top of the Dow into the game is Anna San Juan. Anna out of Spain, the senior. Raines will go to the left side, cuts into the lane, loses the handle on the ball, and it gets away from her out of bounds. Her eyes about the size of a cantaloupe because there was no one between her and the goal, and she was driving in for the easy layup. So Benedictine five out there right now. Heather Runabaugh, Twyla Carrasquillo, Anna San Juan, Aaliyah Raines, and Kyra Missy Rocca. We're at the four-minute mark of the opening quarter. BC with a 12-6 lead. Valor into the forecourt, dumps it over to the left side. Taken there by Sparks. A little push pass over to the left in front of the Raven bench to Logan Jones. Logan goes up, has a block, And we have a foul called. Coach Folsom is saying she traveled. The official right there says she was juggling the ball around, and it's going to be a foul on Heather Ronnebaum. That will be her first, and for Benedictine now, team foul four. Kyra comes out of the ballgame, and Natalie will return for BC, and step into the line, Michaela McVay. Michaela, my 5'10 freshman from Walnut Grove, Missouri, whose first free throw is up and in. McVay has her first point of the game, and the Ravens lead by five. One more shot, up, in and out, nope, rebound, BC. Twyla comes down with it. It is 12-7 Benedictine. 3:40 to go here in the first. Twyla coming up the floor with it. Very high post now. Samarin hands it over to Runnebaum, and we've got a foul. That's on McVay. And I'll tell you what, some coaches are fun to watch. We like watching, you know, Coach Mid-America and some of this coach here for the Valor, Coach Beverly, fun to watch. Ravens are going to have it back in. It's going to be Skylar brings it in. Top side, Twyla. Little push pass off on top to Kennedy, or to San Juan. 3.5 to go. The shot clock to 13. Again, Benedictine playing way, way away from the rim. And they've got no big in the game, but they'll clean it in the middle to who's playing the five. And that's Karis Keough, and she's up and in for two. It's 14-7 Benedictine with its largest lead of the evening. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Top side with it is going to be Connor Patton. Connor in the game is a 5'8 sophomore from Blue Eye, Missouri. And I bet you don't know where Blue Eye, Missouri is. I have no idea. I don't know. No clue. 3 minutes to go. And Benedictine with another foul. It'll be their fifth. And coming to the free throw line, Evangel. Long look, the shot, it's up and in. Connor Patton will have her first point of the game. Blue Eye, Missouri, a population of 30. Second free throw's up and no good. It is 14-8 Benedictine as we go inside 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Ravens down court with it. San Juan did not break where she was supposed to. The ball's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Evangel basketball. It is, Blue Eye, Missouri is right on the Lake of the Ozarks. So if that kind of gives you some notion of where it's at, right on the Arkansas-Missouri border, the very south part of, very south, south, south edge of Missouri. I'm guessing 10 of the people in Blue Eye live in the Razorback State. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Back up with it will come Evangel. They'll start to the baseline. Ravens trap the ball, batted away. It's going to be stolen by Skylar. Benedictine. Skylar, she's got numbers. Kicks it over underneath. Range backs away. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound is going to be hauled in by McVay. Now it's loose on the floor. Picked up and pushed up and in by Natalie. Samarin with her first point. 16-8 Benedictine. A little over 2 minutes to go in the first. Now the ball stolen by BC up the court. And here come the Ravens. And reaching in, Evangel commits a foul. It's going to be called in the backcourt on Sophie Sparks. Her first foul. And for Evangel, it's going to bring up team foul three. Benedictine is going to bring Brzowski and Nicholson back into the game. And they're going to take out Karis Keough. They're going to take out San Juan. They're going to take out Reigns and into the game for Benedictine for the first time. Number 25, Riley Wade. I don't know what we're holding the game up for now, but the officials are very deliberate out on the court. BC will bring it in. Brzowski will take it out on top. The 6'1" power forward will dribble the ball around to the right side, gets it over there to Wade. She looks in the middle for Samarin, can't get it there. Back over goes to Nicholson. Feeds off on top. Samarin goes left, right, drives right on her defender, and can't get the layup to fall. Natalie did a great job of eluding the defense of Michaela McVay. Shot down to the baseline, not going to be there. Rebound slapped away by Skylar. Picked back up, and a charge? Sure it is. An offensive foul called, and that's got Coach Beverly going to the bench again. Foul is going to be on Zoe Mullings. And it's going to be her first foul of the evening. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading at 16-8. In front of a very nice crowd. They continue to filter in here as it's quite early in the evening. Not yet 6 o'clock. Kennedy Nicholson up the floor. Pulls up her dribble, gets it over to Allie Brzezowski, who almost took another really long shot. Skyler's going to launch a three. It'll come up short, but we have a foul off the ball, and it's going to be a second foul of the game on Samarin. That's a big deal for Benedictine because the Lady Ravens have a very distinct size advantage in the game. And now Natalie picking up a second foul, and back in is going to come 6'3" Kyra Misuraca. Lady Ravens going to apply some pressure on the inbound play. Evangel brings it in. Valor have it in the backcourt. That's going to be Coffin back in the game. She'll get it to Roach. Roach dumps it off at the baseline, and her teammate was snoozing. That is Sarah, and a new player to this program, Lawambo. She's a 6'2" junior from the Congo. 1:10 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine back up the floor with it. They're up 8. They'd really like a double-digit opening quarter lead. Riley Wade cuts into the lane, dishes it over to Kyra. Her 2, it's up and in. Misty Rocca has 4. And it is, in fact, a double-digit Lady Raven lead. 50 seconds to go in the first. They're up 18-8. Evangel back into the forecourt down the right side. Logan Jones goes all the way to the baseline. Loses it. Out of bounds to Benedictine. 44 seconds left in the first. We're going to get a little pressure applied here by Evangel. Ravens will bring it in. And Kennedy Nicholson, no problem. For the product of Eisenhower High School, into the forecourt. Top side it goes Skyler. Skyler swings it back on top. Oh, a beautiful pass in the middle and a shove in the back. And Brzezowski can't get it to go in, but she'll come to the free throw line. Allie Brzezowski stepping up to the line is a good shooter, but only a fair free throw shooter, averaging 65.9. percent. She's 27-41 this year and is a better shooter than that. Averaging 9.9 PPG. The free throw here hits the back and it kicks out. It's no good. Allie has 5 opening quarter points already. One more shot coming up. Allie Brzezowski. Long look. Isaac shoots it. Misses that one. Here's the thing for Evangel. Their shooting has been miserable in the opening quarter, okay? And by miserable, I mean 1 of 9. They're hitting 11% of their shots so far tonight. And Coach Beverly is a young man, but he's going to get gray in a hurry if his team shoots 11%. Here's a shot up underneath. It's no good. Now they're 1 of 12. Benedictine up court with the basketball. 6 seconds at 5. Kennedy will feed in the middle. The turnaround shot up for Brzezowski. No. Rebound out of bounds at the buzzer, and we come to the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor in Atchison, Kansas. After 1 of the ladies' game, Benedictine 18, Evangel 8.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Lady Ravens up 10 at the end of the opening quarter, and a quick glance at the team statistic comparison. Benedictine shooting really well. I mean, really well. At 8 of 14, that's 57% from the floor. You'll take that. Evangel, 1 of 10. You can do that math. 3-point shooting. Benedictine is 2 of 4. Evangel's 1 of 2. BC missed their only 2 free throws a moment ago by Allen Brzezowski. Evangel stayed in the game because they're 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Evangel, 8 opening quarter turnovers. Don't forget the men's game coming up after this one here on Care Radio, so don't go away. And in the guys' game, it is a pairing of a couple of really, really, really good teams. So you're going to want to be around. You're going to want to enjoy that guys' game as well. Right now, though, the Benedictine women looking to get a firm grip on first place in the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. Out of the court for Coach Folsom to begin the second quarter. Cameron Miss Yuraka and Aaliyah Rain, Skylar Washington, Kennedy Nicholson, and putting the ball in play is going to be Twyla Karaskio. Chance to go to the second quarter. Ravens bring it in, and here we go. Out there for Evangel, Chisholm, Wildermuth, Roach, Coffin, and Mullings. Benedictine around the perimeter. Rains will drive in. Stops at the right side of the block. Brings it out from 15. The jumper won't go for Twyla. Rebound and put back up and in Tyra. She leads now the team in scoring with 6. Benedictine races to a 20-8 lead. Up a dozen, their largest advantage today. Pass to the right side. An uncontested 3 is way off the mark. And Kyle Washington boards it down for Benedictine. Lady Ravens will bring it up the floor. Skylar into the forecourt. Starts right. Goes left. Kicks it on the wing to Nicholson. Kennedy to Kyra. The very long 2 is short. The rebound punched out to the top where it'll be taken away by Alexis Roach. The Valor up the floor with it. A minute into the second quarter. Pass across the floor. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Reigns. It'll belong to Evangel with 21 on the shot clock and exactly 9 minutes left in the half. Evangel going to go to the bench and check in for the first time. It's going to be 5'7 freshman from Bolivar, Missouri, Lexi Berry. Lexi averages about 2 points a game. Doesn't get a lot of PT. Here's a shot up. No, the follow shot. That's going to roll in. And Abby Wildermuth has 5. She has her team's only 2 baskets in this game. It is 20-10 Benedictine. 8:40 to go. Over to the left side. Rain's thought about the 3 that does. It goes to Kyra. Her cross-court pass is going to be slapped away by Roach and out of bounds. Back to Benedictine as it lands in the Valor bench. And don't get me wrong. I'm having trouble with Valor because it's the first time ever we've had this mascot. Inbound pass to Kyra. She goes up and in and she's got 8. And again, Benedictine, dominant in size in the middle and height, 22-10. Up a dozen for the second time. Pass to the middle, batted away, picked up by Skylar. Washington sees her teammate up the floor, beats it over to the right side, back out on top. The dish left, back it away. Rain thought about 3, then hauls it back down. Will drive the baseline, little reverse layup, count 2 for Aaliyah Rains, and she's got 4. Ravens up 14 now, 24-10. 7:50 to go, first half. It's a great opportunity with the Valor holding the basketball for me to remind you, you're enjoying Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio, KAIR-FM. That's in Horton and Atchison. The feed over to the left side, Benedictine coming off with a steal. Here come the Lady Ravens. Kyler Washington stops, pops, 12, rims out, no. And a rebound down to the Valor. So Benedictine's great shooting percentage has cooled a little bit, but they're still shooting well over 50. Here's a jumper from 15 that's going to be up and good. And Zoe Mullings has 2. 24-12 Benedictine. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Evangel going to stick with the player defense. Now coming off the screen, Skyler's running one-handed shot, does not go in. Roach with the rebound, gets it over to Wildermuth. Up court it comes. The driving shot, is that a block or a charge? We're getting a long, hard look at this. They're going to call a... I don't know what they're going to call. I bet she called it on 10, and it is. It's going to be the offensive foul. I thought it wasn't. There was never any... And normally with the officials, they like a little theater. There's usually that emphatic charge call. We never got that. 2 officials blew a whistle. Each one stared at the other for what seemed like the longest time. And Here comes Benedictine with a basketball. Twyla back in the game. We'll drive it up the floor. Stop on the left side. Get fouled on the upcourt play. Whistle's going to be on Alexis Compton, her first foul. Compton, one foul, no points in the ball game, and we're at 6:43 to play. Benedictine comes out, 15-footer. Yep. Now, Allie Brzezowski will hit that 15-foot jump shot all night, and she hits just over half of her free throw. She's over two at the free throw line. I'm never sure what the difference in the 15-foot shot is, but she'll take that two-pointer, and she's got seven this evening. 26-12, BC. Leading by 14 for the second time. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebounding it down. Benedictine, and as she comes down with the ball, Anna San Juan will travel. Lady Ravens. Guys game coming up after this one, so stick around for that. The inbound to the right side, 14-footer short, and the offensive board is going to be saved by Barry, who will shoot and score on the follow. So Lexi Barry has her first point. And the Lady Raven lead cut again to a dozen. Here comes San Juan. Stops in front of the Valor bench, gets it to Skyler, kicks it back behind her. Brzezowski for three. Nope. Rebound Skyler. Reverses and scores. Skyler Washington. Hard to believe that is Skyler's first point tonight. For the third time, the Lady Ravens go up by 14. Now at 5:42 to play in the half. Baseline runner is going to be up and in. 28-16, Benedictine. San Juan's gotten a lot of time out there today, and now they're going to call it for carrying the ball. So San Juan will turn it over, and for Benedictine, a couple three substitutions. Hang on a second, we'll get them sorted out as they all come into the game. We're going to see Riley Wade back out there. We're going to get Heather Runnebaum out of the court for Benedictine, and we're going to see for the first time today Maddie Melton in the game. Fowler with the basketball at 5:15, opening half. The drive to the baseline. The running shot is up. Too strong. Rebound clear down Brzezowski. And here comes Benedictine. San Juan with a left-hand dribble up the court. Kicks it over to Runnebaum. Heather over to the baseline. The jump shot is up. Melton, new rebound on the floor. Going to be saved by Brzezowski. Gets it to Melton, who loses it. The ball is rolling into the other end of the floor, and it's on the court, picked back up by Evangel. The pass down to the baseline, and this is not pretty basketball. The ball's being kicked and booted around and just kind of helter-skelter out there with 4:40 to play in the half. Had the Runnebaum of the basketball. Races past her defender, Barry. Brings it up the court, gets it there to San Juan. 4.5 to go in. Anna San Juan continues to put her hand almost all the way underneath that ball to Melton out on top. Brzezowski's three is short. The long rebound. Great hustle over there. Runnebaum ends up in the stands, but the ball is going to be saved by Evangel. The drive in, the falling away. Defensive play and a foul on Brzezowski. Anna Brzezowski got down the floor. She set up, and then what you saw, her opponent was going to drive around her. She kind of took that little slide step, kind of got out of the way a little bit, and ultimately made contact. Runnebaum's coming out. San Juan is coming out of the game. Back in Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines. Lady Ravens leading up by a dozen with 4:13 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The inbound, and the ball is going to be mishandled and lost out of play. Touched last by Logan Jones. Benedictine will bring it in. Up forward is the freshman, Kennedy. Kennedy Nicholson. A little behind-the-back dribble. Changes directions. Raines will have it on top. Rolls to the right off the screen. Feeds in the middle. Brzezowski, who will rotate. Put the shot away. He won't get it. Mullings with the rebound. Fowler back up court. On the left side is going to be Logan Jones. 3:45 to play in the first half. Ball batted away by Brzozowski. He's on the floor and reaching in. They're going to call Reigns for a foul. And Ali is not real thrilled with that. No, they're not going to call on Ali. They're going to call it on Brzozowski. Oh, my gracious. Allie Brzozowski. That is her third foul. So, Brzozowski comes out. Kyra, Misty Rocca. Back in for Benedictine. 28-16. These teams have really not scored much in the second quarter. And they've really, really not scored much in about the last 5 minutes. Ball's going to come in on the far side, and Evangel gets it in. Logan Jones takes the inbound, returns it very promptly to Wildermuth, who will go into the lane. Little underhand shot is up, no good, but a nice follow is going to go up and in by Sarah Luombo. So Sarah with her first points of the game, the Raven lead cuts to 10 at 28-18. Reigns will drive, goes cross court. The baseline three. Got it! There's three for Riley Wade. Her first bucket of the game. 31-18. Inside 3 minutes to go. First half. And underneath, we're going to get another Benedictine foul as they try to reject Luombo's shot. And this one is going to be on Reigns. Now, Leah, not thrilled with having a foul called on her, but at least she doesn't protest like she did that play up court a little bit ago when she thought that they called one on her that was not. Tyler Washington's going to come back in, and Reigns will check out of the game. Nicholson, Melton, Wade, Washington, Misty Rocca. The Benedictine five right now, and Sarah Luombo will hit her first free throw. Sarah is a 64%+ free throw shooter and will hit both of these. She's got 4 points, and Ravens lead 31-20. 2:50 to play. And the ball's going to be knocked away from Riley Wade. She'll turn it over. Here comes Evangel. A little travel there, no whistle. They'll dish it back off on top to Connor Patton. Patton goes baseline. Blocked by Misty Rocca. BC brings it the other way. Nicholson racing down the floor in front of the scorer's table. Goes to Kyra. Left side, Wade, and we get a whistle off the ball down off the left block. Foul is going to be on Evangel's Alexis Coffin, her second foul of the game. Team fouls are even here in the second quarter at 3 apiece. Evangel will go to the bench and quickly bring Zoe Mullings back in. 2 minutes and 28 seconds ago in the opening quarter, 31-20, BC's Lady Ravens in front at home here tonight. First of three consecutive home games. Here's Nicholson for three. No. Rebound slapped out. Kyra. Rebounded down by BC. The feet underneath. Wade for two. Riley Wade has five. And it's 33-20. Evangel, a little trouble getting the ball up the court. Goes to the left. Nice feed across. And another easy layup for Luombo. Here's the thing. When Sarah is out there for Evangel, she brings them something that no one else brings them, and that is height. She's the only tall player on the roster at 6'2". She's perfectly capable. Here's a baseline runner. No. Rebound. Lost out of play. And Raven basketball right in front of the Benedictine pep band. Evangel is going to take Logan Jones out and bring Lexi Berry back in. Berry's been strong coming off the bench. She's got all of her points off the bench. She only averages two a game. She's already got four today. Minute 40 to go in the first half. BC left side. Here's a three. Launched and scored by Kennedy Nicholson. 36-20. And just like that, Lady Ravens have their largest lead of the game with a minute and a half to go in the half. Back it away with the basketball. It's going to be Wildermuth. Feed to the right side. The shot missed, but followed up and in by Luombo. And Raymond's finding that when they have a player with some size that matches up with them in the middle, now the ball's going to be turned over by Nicholson. Down the left side of Kennedy. reaches in and fouls. Going to be Connor Patton coming to the line. Kennedy Nicholson, foul number one. Lady Raven team, foul four. At the line for the Valor, it's going to be Connor Patton. She's the sophomore from Blue Eye. You not only know everybody in town, you know their birthdays, the name of their pets, and what kind of car they drive. First free throw is up and good. Connor's 2 of 3 at the free throw line for her only 2 points, and out 3 of 4. 36-26. 1 minute to play in the opening half. Benedictine with the ball up 10. Twyla comes back into the game. She'll take it, shoot from 16, and drain it. 4 points for Twyla. 38-26, Benedictine. And Abby Wildermuth will walk it up the floor. Working against Nicholson. Left-hand dribble, crosses over, takes it to the right side, goes here to Mullings, back on the top. Wildermuth thought about the three, decides that's not a great idea, dumps it over to Lexi Berry. She'll work her way all around into the corner. The shot blocked! You could hear that, I'm sure, in the background as Skyler Washington threw that thing out of the gym. Shot clocked at 5. Evangel will have it into the baseline. 25 seconds left in the half. It comes in on the right in the corner. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a desperation shot, and it goes in. Lexi Berry. She's been really, really good off the bench. 38-28. Lady Ravens have 14 seconds, now 12. Now 9. Still out at the center. Nicholson with 4. Pulls up as an NBA 3. Not even close. Rebound tipped around and no shot at the buzzer. We are at halftime. Evangel got in a little trouble. Fought their way back and trail Benedictine by 10 at intermission. We go to the halftime break. It's Lady Ravens 38, Evangel 28.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Halftime of the ladies' game. Finds the Benedictine Ravens in front by 10. 38-28. They have led, though, by as many as 16 points here in the second quarter. Welcome back here, everybody, as we kind of summarize that opening half. Let's first of all check the scoring, if we may. First for Evangel. The Valor led by Sarah Luombo. She is coming off the bench and been spectacular. 3 of 4 shooting the ball, and at 6'2", she's getting some good high percentage shots. She's also 3 of 4 at the free throw line and has 9 points. Leads her team and leads all scorers in the half. Following her for Evangel, Lexi Berry with 6. Abby Wildermuth with 5. Zoe Mullings 4. 3 for Connor Patton and Sadie Chisholm with 1. For Benedictine, you can see where the points are coming from. Kyra Misuraca, 4 of 5, shooting the ball, has 8 points. Allie Brzezowski has 7. Riley Wade, 5. 4 apiece. Aaliyah Raines and Twyla Karaskio, Kennedy Nicholson and Heather Runnebaum have three apiece. Natalie Samarin, two. And Skylar Washington, a little bit of a chilly start. She's 1-4 shooting and has 2 points in the first half. Rebounds. Skylar leads the team with four. Three apiece in for Nicholson and Brzozowski. Rebounding lead for Evangel belongs to Zoe Mullings. How about this? She's got 7 first half rebounds so far here tonight. Looking at blocks, I felt like there were a lot of blocks in the first half. Okay, it just seemed like the Ravens' size, particularly early in the half, then that big one by Skylar just before halftime, seemed kind of dominant. In the first half, Evangel has not blocked a shot. No surprise. Benedictine has 8 blocks in the first half. That is an absolutely phenomenal number. And again, a little exercise makes a huge difference. A little height, the long arms, big, big difference maker. Benedictine also with 11 team assists in the first half. Well, the guys' clubs are out of the court. They're warming up because their contest coming up next at an approximate 7:30 tip off. So, as soon as ladies are done, it will be men's college basketball here on CARE. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime of the women's game. We're in Natchez, Kansas, in the Nolan Gymnasium. We're at intermission. It's Benedictine 38, Evangel 28. We'll return shortly, but right now, it's back to our man, Joseph. He is in the CARE Radio Sports Studio, and the halftime he has coming up for you, fantastic.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Good Wednesday evening. This is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in as we're bringing you Benedictine College hosting Evangel University. We'll be returning to the games in just a couple of minutes, taking a look at the CARE Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look airs Thursday evenings where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. It immediately follows the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday at 7:30 in the evening, we've got a single girls basketball game as we will have Valley Falls girls taking on JCN. Tune in Friday night for that single girls game. Saturday, we've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball action again from the Nolan as the Ravens will play host to Clark. High noon tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 o'clock. Monday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Valley Falls at Marhill Mount Academy. 6 o'clock for the girls game. Boys will take to the court about 8 o'clock. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got games with Missouri Valley and Park at the halftime score of 26-23 in Park's favor. Mount Mercy and Clark are meeting up. Clark is on top at the beginning of the third with 11 minutes and 39 seconds left, 42-25. In the William Penn Peru State game, Peru State is leading at the half, 42-31. Grandview and Culver Stockton are meeting up, and Culver Stockton is trailing as Grandview is on top with 31-24. And Mid-American Nazarene is topping Baker right now with the ladies at 38 points, Baker 17 at the half. The score in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7 is Ravens 38, Evangel Valor 28. We'll be back with the Weather Eye forecast in just a moment.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 40. Lows dip down to about 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mid-30s Friday, much warmer on Saturday with highs in the low 50s. Once again, low of 23 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look at the weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 32 degrees, fair money. The wind is out of the south-southwest at 5 miles per hour, relative humidity 41%, barometric pressure steady at 30.19 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 11 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill on the ground of about 26 degrees out there. It is a little bit of a chilly, mischievous wind. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Christy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Second half of the ladies' game about to get underway. It is a 38-28 Benedictine lead here at Intermission. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph, he's the guy who did that great job of taking care of you and getting you kind of caught up on things there at halftime. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Couts with you here courtside, and the Benedictine Lady Ravens shot the ball pretty well. Not fantastic, but pretty well. They hit half of their shots in the first half. They were 17-34. 4 of 9 from three-point range, you know, adequate number. They did not shoot well at the free throw line, but they had very few chances. They were 0-for-2 on a couple by Allie Brzezowski. For Evangel, their shooting was not good. 9 of 29. They were 1 of 5 from three-point range. What has kept the Valor in the game? Free throws. 9 of 12. So they have outscored Benedictine by 9 at the free throw line. Don't forget the men's game coming up after this one at approximately 7:30 tip-off for that. And the way the first half has gone, we should be pretty close to that. Lady Ravens coming out of the court first in those home whites with red. It will be the original starting five. Allie Brzezowski, Skylar Washington, Natalie Samarin, Aaliyah Raines, and Kennedy Nicholson. We'll see who Coach Beverly will put out on the floor. And it looks like his starting five, Zoe Mullings and Alexis Coffin. Alexis Roach, Abby Wildermuth, and Sadie Chisholm. So we are set to go to the second half. Hope you enjoy. Third quarter underway in alternate position towards the basketball to the Valor. Here we go. Evangel with the basketball and way out high in front of the bench. Here's a three. Set sail. Not even close. That thing's going to take one hop and go out of bounds where no one could reach it. And Benedictine will have its first possession 15 seconds into the second half. Benedictine will bring it up the floor, and they're going to be met by some full court pressure. Raines will take it across the timeline, goes cross court to the left side. Back it will come to Raines on the right. The feed underneath. Skylar falling away, puts it up and in. Skylar Washington, who only had 2 first half points, will quickly register her first points of the second half there. Into the lane. Nice little move, but the shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound followed up missing. And this time the rebounding pulled away by Aaliyah Raines. Here comes Benedictine. Up court with it is Nicholson. Guarded closely by Chisholm. All the way up the floor. She'll play off the screen, go to the left side to Skylar. A minute into the third quarter now. Lady Ravens leading at 40-38. Top of the key, Samarin. Remember, she's out there with 3 fouls now. Raines will go to the baseline and get pushed. First foul of the second half is going to be whistled against Evangel, and the foul is going to be on Zoe Mullings. It is going to be her second foul of the game, first foul of the third quarter by either team, and with a refreshed shot clock set to 20, Benedictine will be putting it back in play. Out on top, it's going to come Natalie. BC will drive into the lane, splitting through everyone. Aaliyah Raines up and in, and she's got 6. 28 is Benedict that has the first 4 points of the second half. And now a little shot off the left side for Evangel has them on the board in the second half. And it's the first bucket of the game for Alexis Roach. 42-30. Offense, as the game has gone along, seems to be coming a little more easily to these two teams. Smearing with it out on top, and again, Benedict can spread the floor. They're looking to open it up underneath, get some good looks to the bigs. Back over to the right side, Nicholson, shot clock at six, going to have to put one on its way. Here's Skyler, off the screen, beats in the middle. Samarin does not get his shot in time, and Benedict wasted too much time, did not get a shot away. Inside 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, 42-30, Benedictine in front in this women's game. Other games going on around the conference. There is a full slate in the heart here tonight. Running shot by Evangel misses, and a rebound down. Twyla has checked in. So Twyla Carrasquillo into the game very early on. Central Methodist is at Graceland. Missouri Valley at Park. And Ravens put up a shot. No. Twyla falls up. No rebound. A foul against Benedict. And that's probably on Twyla. It is. Valley's at Park. Clark at Mount Mercy. Evangel, of course, here tonight. William Penn is at Peru. Grandview travels to Culver Stockton. And you're going to have Baker at home with Mid-America. A lot of games in pretty close proximity to one another. Teams not too far apart tonight. And here's a feed over to the left block, and as a couple of Ravens reach in to tie up the basketball, we will have jump ball called. And Benedictine is going to have it in the backcourt. We're going to still see Evangel go into that full court pressure. Lady Ravens have broken it, but they've not just really blown up the floor, and Evangel's been successful in slowing them down, and now that pass is a little too tall and gets away from Twyla. Picked back up by Evangel, and there's a charge. Oh, nicely done by Rain. She got down there in a hurry, set up, knew what was coming, because flying down the floor straight at her was Abby Wildermuth. And Wildermuth will have her second foul of the game. 7-11 to go. Third quarter, 7-11. Benedictine back up the floor with it. Now they'll go across the timeline pretty easily. 42-30, BC in front by a dozen. They've led by as many as 16 at one time. Pass inside. The shot is up and good for Natalie Samarin. Only her fourth point of the evening. And it's 44-30, BC. Later, we're going to press on the upcourt pass to feed down, and the shot blocked by Samarin from behind. Evangel has gone to the bench. They saw what was working for them earlier, and frankly, that was 6'2" Sarah Luombo. Well, that time Sarah had her shot blocked from behind, knocked out of bounds. It'll come back into Evangel, and they go up and in, and now throwing away the inbound play. The shot is up and missing. Rebound slapped out. It's going to be saved again by Evangel. Benedict in a little careless handling of the basketball. Pass back over to the right side and then off on top. Quickly, here comes the drive down the left side. The little 14-footer is going to be up and good. Alexis Roach has four. 44-34. We go inside 6 minutes to play. Back up with it will come Benedict and Lady Ravens. Have only half a dozen points so far here in the second half. Driving to the baseline is Skyler. Her runner misses. Rebound Twyla. Her follow misses. Rebound tipped out by Natalie, and she's going over the back, and I believe that is going to be her fourth foul. Natalie Samarin will pick up the personal foul. And all right, that'll be three then on Natalie. It's Brzozowski who's got three already. Now both Samarin and Brzozowski have three. Brzozowski comes back in. 5:40 to go in the third quarter, 44-34, Benedictine by 10. Evangel walks it up, but now Wildermuth into the forecourt. A little skip pass over to the left side to Roach. She tries to back into the lane, pulls up her dribble. The shot is way too hard, and we're going to get a blocking foul this time on Reigns, and she's livid. She thought she had drawn another charge. A teammate helps her to her feet, and she's walking around and absolutely not happy with that call. And for Aaliyah Rain, how about this? It is her third foul. So Rain, Smarin, Brzozowski for Benedictine, each with three fouls tonight. The free throw, not going in. Alexis Roach at the free throw line, putting up the first one. She's a 68% free throw shooter. Second one is good. 44-35, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. As for the first time in a very, very, very long time, Evangelos back to a single-digit deficit. Timeout on the floor with a 5:28 to go. We're in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine, 44, the Valor, 35.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Our shooting percentages for these two teams have continued just to kind of tank here in the second half. Evangel, 32%, 1 of 6 from outside, 16%. Benedictine is now 20 of 41, under half. Here's Kyra Misuraca, and she is fouled on the floor. They immediately wave the shot away. Benedictine is 4 of 9 from outside and continue to be 0 for 2. The Lady Ravens have thrown only 2 free throw shot tonight. Evangel shot 14, having hit 10 of them. So again, the free throw line is what's gotten Evangel back into this game. Later, Ravens will have it into their offensive end, 22 on the shot clock. It comes into Kyra, back over to the right side, San Juan. And it goes into the lane, look-away pass, Brzozowski, 18-footer, nope. And a rebound underneath to Evangel and Sarah Luombo. Here comes Evangel. He'll bring it up the floor, cut into the lane, driving it down the left side, stepping above the block. Now a pass in the middle. It's going to be batted away by Brzozowski. It's on the floor to Misuraca. You hear bodies crash into the hardwood. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be BC basketball. Luombo, slow to get up to her feet. She took a hard tumble to the floor looking at her right elbow. But she turns right around and goes right up the floor, staying out, ends the game. Now, coach is going to look at it, and he says, you know what? I want you to come off the floor. I'm going to make sure you're okay because she fell hard. And they're going to pull her out of the game for a little while, and they're going to bring Logan Jones back in. Luombo, 6'2", Jones, that goes in for her is 5'9". I mean, that is a substantial height difference. Benedictine has brought Runabom into the game, and as she drives up the floor, she's fouled. The foul is going to be on Alexis Roach, her first. More substitutions coming into the game. Now for Evangel entering the contest, it's going to be Connor Patton. Long way to go in this one. Still 4:46 to play in the third quarter. And now Evangel is going to put Sophie Sparks in, a little 5'5" junior. Sophie gets a little playing time for this team. BC with the basketball. Skylar Benedictine waiting for her to find the range a little bit tonight. And now she's going to get fouled. And part of the reason she's not found the range is all the defense and how tightly she's being played. That's a couple of fouls now on Connor Patton. And Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. This could be a difference maker for the Lady Ravens to stretch that lead. 4:37 to go in the third quarter, and already they're at the free throw line. And it was team foul 5 right there. Skylar's first free throw is good. Scotta Washington with her 5th point of the game. She comes into the contest averaging over 10 points an outing. Second free throw, rolls good. She got them both. Scotta's also a pretty good free throw shooter, 78% on the inbound play. Runabom dives at the basketball, ties it up, jump ball called. Back it will come to the Valor. 4.5 minutes to go in the half, in the third quarter. Benedictine leading at 46-35. Ball comes into the right side, and Connor Patton has it. Goes long, cross-court pass. It's too tall for McVay. Goes out of bounds, and Benedictine will have it back in. Looking up and down the roster for Evangel. So Coach Beverly brought 13 players. He has played a dozen of them so far already tonight. So for Evangel, first-year head coach, Preston Beverly still looking for the five that he likes best. Ravens on top. San Juan, no. Rebound, Ronnebaum. Benedictine will reset the offense with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Back over to the left side, looking in the middle for Mr. Rocca. They'll bring it over to the right instead. Now feed underneath Kyra. Back it comes to Allie. She'll go in, put the shot off the rim. No, twice off the backboard and won't go in. Here comes Evangel. Left-hand dribble, Lexi Berry into the lane. Batted away from behind by San Juan. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Evangel ball down at the baseline. The only player who has not been in the game for Evangel, Jazzy. Jazzy Kirby, the freshman from Republic, Missouri. Here's a three. No. And the rebound is going to carry him over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. It'll come back into Benedictine. Down to 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens in front by 11. 46-35. It comes into Anna San Juan from Reus, Spain. She'll go down the left side in front of the scorer's table. Bring it out on top. And a foul off the ball, and the Ravens are liking it. It's going to be, I believe, a foul on McVay. First foul of the evening on the freshman, Michaela McVay. And Benedictine again coming to the free throw line. Now, the question I've got is, McVay, she's 5'10". She's about as tall a player as I've got on the floor, but she's battling and struggling, trying to defend against Kyra, who misses her first free throw, has 8 points, all of them scored in the first half. Kyra Misuraka. One more free throw. On its way. Gets it. Pushing the Lady Raven lead back to 47-35. Full court pressure by Benedictine. The up court is going to be stolen and lost and picked back up again by Evangel and down the floor, San Juan. Here's the problem with that. San Juan had the right idea. She had the right angle. She had everything but enough speed to get there and set in time. So Anna San Juan, foul number one. Benedictine team foul four. However, the officials deemed that it was in the act of shooting. So Sophie Sparks, who loses the ball at the free throw line, that's a shot, right? And the officials are going to talk about it. She's dribbling the ball and it kind of gets away from her and rolls down the lane to the baseline. I think that counts as a shot. Hold on. The officials are having a heart-to-heart. And they're going to say she's got one shot coming. That was a free throw. Second one rolls around and it's good. That was remarkable. 47-36 Benedictine. Here's Heather Runnebaum, of course. Kept her hand on top of the ball. It got away. Feeds in the middle. Skyler back to Kyra. Over to Allie. Hoops and scores. Allie Brzezowski, the beneficiary of some outstanding ball handling for the Lady Ravens. And with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, Benedictine up 13. It's 49-36, Lady Ravens. Evangel comes to the right side. A little push off. No foul call. Shot blocked by Brzezowski. And that was a really late foul call, and they're going to give it to Kyra. So that is kind of a gift for Benedictine because it would have been the fourth foul on Ali Brzezowski. Instead, it's the first foul on Kyra. And Benedictine is going to take, who's coming out? Kyra coming out for Samarin. For a minute, I thought Coach is going to have 3 6-foot-1-plus players out there. And I thought, oh, wait a minute. Never saw that happen before. back to the free throw line. The first one is going to be up and good. 49-37, Benedictine by a dozen. The third quarter, tempo is slowed way, 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 way down. Second free throw is good. 49-38. And now, before the ball gets put in play, Sadie Chisholm will come off the floor, and Mullings is going to come back in for the Valor. Benedictine will bring it in all the way to midcourt, and Samaritan's upcourt pass is going to be batted away. Not a good pass, and stolen back by Evangel. They'll accelerate down to the baseline left, skip it back out left side of the lane. Little collision, no foul call. Back on top, it's going to go to Wildermuth. She'll head for the baseline. Sticking to her, Skylar Washington. Shot clock at 11. Here's a three straight away. Air ball, and it goes into the band off of a big, long hop. Zoe Mulling squared up for that thing, and it was not even close. And here comes Runabomb. She's up the floor, bumped a couple of times, no foul there. BC back on offense. Runabomb passes up the three, feeds in the middle. Brzezowski for two, Runabomb the assist. Allie Brzezowski at 11 points now. 51-38, Benedictine by 13. And we've got 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fowler up the floor. They'll go left side, knocked away from behind by San Juan. Brzezowski, the look-away pass to Skyler for two. Timeout. What a job of the Lady Ravens. San Juan with the steal. Brzezowski, the look-away. Washington with the finish. We're taking a break with a minute 50 to go in the third. Lady Ravens are opening it back up. Benedictine 53, Valor 38.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as the new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As the teams come back out onto the court, Benedictine has Anna Runabom, Escana Washington, Ali Brzezowski, Anna San Juan, and Natalie Samarin. Benedictine is going to press defensively up the floor. Get it across the timeline just in time. Alexis Roach handles the ball. Now goes clear out very near the center circle to Abby Wildermuth. Evangel with the basketball. They are trailing now by 15. The pass on top gets away for a moment from Sophie Sparks, but she's able to pick it up. Her 13-footer is no good. Rebounding it down, Brzezowski. We get a jump ball and a possession error to Benedictine. Lady Ravens looking for their biggest lead of the game. They have led by as many as 16. They're up 15 with the basketball right now. It comes into San Juan, and we've got a foul on the inbound. Runabomb was working the baseline, defended by Alexis Roach. Roach really couldn't quite keep up with her, kind of held on a little bit, and coming to the free throw line is going to be Heather Runabomb. For Roach, it is foul number, two? Yeah. Well, now, it's always good to know that we've got listeners out there just cruising down the highway, tuned to 93.7. The guy who had his rebounding record tied a couple of games ago, Pat, good to have you along here this evening. Stick around, the guys' game coming up here in a little bit, so we got that on. Lady basketball right now, though, the first free throw is up and good for Heather Runabomb. She's going to have one more shot up, and it's going to be a little bit short. Rebound is on the floor. Being scrummed for and fought for, and are they going to get a jump ball finally? No, they're going to call a foul on the rebound, and it's going to be on Runabomb. So Heather Runabomb will be whistled for her second foul of the game. and Benedictine, who leads 54-38. It's going to go back on defense, and now the official said, wait a minute, no look, it's going to be team foul five. Yeah, Pat, you got to be remembering that, you know, the ladies' game has changed now that it's gone to four quarters. There's no more 1-1 in women's college basketball after the fifth foul of each quarter, which is reset at the end of each quarter. It is a two free throw violation. The free throw here, the first of two, is up and good for Alexis Roach. Now 54-39, Benedictine. Still with a minute 18 to go in the third. Long look. The shot. Good. Roach will get about 54-40. Lady Ravens in front. Kennedy Nicholson out of the Wichita area. Goddard, Kansas. In fact, Eisenhower High School. Into the forecourt. Now the ball's going to be slapped away from her. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say it's went off. Kennedy Nicholson and out of bounds. Back it will come to Evangel. A minute 7 to go in the third quarter, which again has saw the officials kind of become a little bit more a part of this game. A slow down the tempo. And this third quarter has not moved as briskly as the first two have gone tonight. Evangel with the ball back in. Shot clock's already down to 20. Out on top of this is going to be Wildermuth. Pushes it over to the right side. Gets it there to Zoe Mullings. She'll go into the lane, and they're going to call another foul against Benedictine. And this is going to be back-to-back fouls by Kennedy Nicholson. So Nicholson quickly picking up numbers 2 and 3, and she becomes the fourth Lady Raven with three personal fouls. And at the free throw line, Zoe Mullings, 4 points tonight, 2 of 2 at the line. First one here, perfect. At the free throw line, so far this season, Zoe Mullings is, you know, pretty good, about 83%. I mean, not Pat Gillard good, but she's pretty good. And now we have lane violations all over the place. And are we waving this off? Or is she getting a re-look at this? And there were like four players had fallen into the lane. All three off the left side and down to the baseline right on the right side. And now the officials are, I don't know what in the world is the problem right now that Coach Beverly's got, because he's the beneficiary of all of this and getting a redo for Zoe Mullings. Puts it on the floor in front of her a couple of times, sends it skyward, and it is going to go in. Half a dozen points for Mullings, and Lady Raven lead cut to a dozen. It's 54-42. We're in the last minute of the third quarter, and the Benedictine inbound play is going to be slapped away and out of bounds by Sophie Sparks. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in again. The crowd, it's a really nice crowd, and they are absolutely quiet. Not hearing any kind of racket at all. BC is going to bring it in this time to Skylar Washington. Skylar coming up the floor, breezes into the forecourt, comes back out on top. Nicholson will handle it there. 1 foot in the center circle. Goes right side. Samarin from the 5 brings it back out to Brzezowski between the circles out of the 4. Shot clock at a dozen. Brzezowski will launch the 3. It's hit the back of the rim. Long rebound. Pulled back down by Samarin. Brings it back, and the Ravens are going to reset. Got Riley Wade back in the game out there for the Lady Ravens. 13 on the shot clock. 17 to go in the opening quarter. Brzezowski right side to Skyler. Here's Riley Wade. She's good. Doesn't get that one. And the rebound pulled down by Benedictine. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Benedictine. Falling away. Missed it. And that will take us to the end of three quarters. We got a timeout of the court going to the fourth in the Nolan. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 54, Evangel 42.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan. Getting set to go to the fourth quarter in the ladies' game, the Benedictine. Lady Ravens in front by a dozen, 54-42. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Great crowd on hand. You can hear the Benedictine Pep Band in the background. Cheer Squad is here. Lots of family, friends, members of the community. Quite a few students have come in today. Always good to see students coming to the games here on campus. It's the first of three consecutive home dates for this Benedictine team. They're going to be back here next Saturday afternoon. Games at 2 and 4 o'clock as Benedictine will be playing host to Mount Mercy. And then again next week on Wednesday. They'll be home once again. Benedictine ladies in the game tonight. 15-6 on the season, 7-4 in the conference, and a four-way tie for first place in the Conference South Division. BC putting the ball in play. We're underway here in the fourth. Out on top of it is going to be Riley Wade for Benedictine. Wade with the basketball. The shot goes up. No good. Rebounded down by Sarah Luombo. Up court. The dish back. The long two. Yes. Evangelist Alexis Roach hits her ninth point of the game. She had seven in all of those. Came in the third quarter, and now on the upcourt play, we're going to get a very quick foul by Lexi Berry. Benedictine is going to bring Twyla Karras-Keough into the game, and we'll see Allie Brozowski pull up a chair. Allie is Benedictine's leading scorer so far tonight with 11, followed closely by Kyra Misiraka with 8, with 9, and Skylar Washington with 8. 9:20 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the ball by 10. The feed down low to Kyra, who never expected that pass. She was looking to move into the middle, maybe for a rebound, and instead the pass to the baseline is going to get away out of bounds, and not liking that too much, Coach Bolson takes a timeout. We're going to join him. What do you say? 9:15 to go. We're in the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. Benedictine 54, Evangel 44.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
As we return to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, the Evangel Valor women's basketball team putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt and defending the upcourt play. Benedictine will pick up a foul. It's going to be on Twyla. It will be her second for the Lady Ravens. It is going to be foul number one of the fourth quarter. And as Evangel puts it in play in front of the scorers table, it's a pleasure. It's a distinct honor, in fact, Joseph, to let our listeners know that they're enjoying Raven basketball here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. How about this? It's kind of a landmark here, actually, with this season. Bill started doing the games in 1952. With this season, 70 years of St. Benedict's and Benedictine basketball on KAIR Radio. How about that? Just a little tidbit for you there. BC putting the ball in play. 8:50 to go. And up the floor with it, Kennedy Nicholson. Over to the left side. Ravens have it. Hands of Riley Wade. So player defense being employed here by Evangel. Benedictine moved the ball around. Doesn't look like they're even looking to score. Now we're going to get a whistle off the ball, and Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. Riley Wade in the game for the Lady Ravens. She's a Olathe, Kansas native, the 5'9" sophomore, transfer into the program. And now for Benedictine, Riley will come out of the game, and back in is going to come Aaliyah Rain. She's out of Jeff West High School. Big 7 athlete. The drive, the shot, that was wild and missed badly. Bodies all over the floor as the rebound is rattled around. Crusader, there we go. Valor comes up with the basketball. I think that was the first time I've done that tonight, so I'm getting on the rest of that. Fowler coming back down with the basketball. 9 on the shot clock, and we get a foul called against Skylar Washington. The official down to the baseline said that she pushed up with a forearm. Back into the game for Evangel is going to come Alexis Coffin. Now, again, Coffin comes in, and when 6'2" Sarah Luombo comes out of the floor, this team obviously gets much less tall, and they suddenly find themselves at a huge disadvantage in the middle. And the shot goes up. It's no good. The rebound down to Twyla, who gets fouled quickly. Foul is going to be on Evangel Zoe Mullings. I've got her for three. And we're down to 7:58 to play in the ladies' game. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 10. 54-44. Karis Keel will look it in. Brings it over to Reigns. And here's Aaliyah with the basketball. She brings it up, takes it across midcourt with no problem. Working against Lexi Berry. Goes over to the right side to Skylar. Back up between the circles is Kennedy Nicholson. She'll accelerate left, gets inside the defender. The shot gets rejected, but she got fouled, and the whistle's going to be on Alexis Coffin. For Coffin, it'll be foul number three. So no player on either team has more than three, but multiple players on each team have three personal fouls so far this evening. At the line, Kennedy Nicholson for Benedictine, a two-thirds free throw shooter, and that one rims around, kicks out, no good. 3 points at a ball game on a second quarter three-point shot by Kennedy. Right side of the lane, 6'3" Kyler Misuraka. Left side, Twyla Karis Keogh. The second free throw is perfect. Benedictine pushes its lead to 11. 55-44, Lady Ravens. It's 7:41 to go, and Benedictine will be employing full court pressure on the inbound now. They're going to make Evangel work very hard for buckets. They're going to make Evangel utilize a maximum amount of time with each possession. Chisholm has it on top for the Valor. She'll dish it over to the left side, way out above the three-point circle. Not looking for a shot from there, but just unable to get any closer than that. It's going to be Connor Patton. Now she'll go back door off the right block. The shot is in and out. No, but going to be pushed back up and followed in by Coffin. That is her first point of the game, making it 55-46. And for the second time here in the second half, Evangel has cut the Raven lead to 9. Missy Rocca from about a dozen knocks it in. Kyra in double figure scoring has tied Allie Brzozowski for high point honors with 11. It is 57-46, Benedictine. 6:49 to go in the game. Evangel in the traveling black uniforms with white lettering and trim. Benedictine to the home whites with red. Crusader slide over to the right side. Now here's a shot from a step and a half above the three-point circle. It's up and off badly. Missy Rocca tries to save it. Cannot. And the ball's going to be picked up and laid up and in by Lexi Berry. Her 8 points. 57-48. And again, Evangel back to within 9. So a three-possession Benedictine lead with 6:15 to go. Reigns out on top over to Skylar Washington. Skylar in front of the Benedictine bench, drives to the left side of the free throw line, brings it out to the top of the key. Now inside, Twyla spinning, twisting, turning. Kyra, 16, no. Rebound, Twyla on the floor once, up and yes. Twyla Carrasquillo has a half a dozen. 59. Let me fix that, 59-48. And a quick bucket on the other end. Up and good by Connor Patton. 59-50. 5:43 to go, and the scoring tempo of these two teams has really picked up. Now in the upcourt play, Connor Patton will pick up her third foul. So again, no player on any team with more than three. Evangel first year head coach Preston Beverly wants Luombo back in. And again, at 6'2", her size is a real difference maker for his team, who does not have a lot of tall players, but he also realizes he's only able to leave her out of the court for limited stints. I mean, she's just not going to be out there for a long run. She will not be there all the way to the end of the game. Reverse layup. Oh, Reigns for two. Aaliyah Reigns, 8 points, 61-50. Benedictine. And now the ball getting away down to the baseline. Reigns goes headlong to try to salvage it. Cannot. She springs back to her feet. She's okay. she's out there, Rains, getting her team fired up. She's clapping her hands and trying to energize her teammates a little bit. Ravens are going to take care of Keo out. Allie Brzezowski is back in. So the Lady Ravens in the middle goes 6-3 and 6-1. 5 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the game. Evangel on the baseline right. The jumper, short, rebound, Misty Rocca. BC up the floor. Kyra takes the upcourt pass, holds it. BC goes left side, feeds Brzezowski. Now to Kyra, power move, scores it! Misty Rocca! 13 points and it's 63-50 Benedictine. We're at 4:50 to go in the contest. Lady Ravens, one of four teams, tied at 7-4 for first place in the South Division of the conference. Little jump shot, 13-footer is going to roll around it in. Zoe Mullings has 8. 63-52. These teams are scoring well here in the fourth quarter. Remember, Evangel comes into the game. They've been averaging this year just over 80 points an outing. And Benedictine is the number one scoring defense in the conference on the season. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Shot clock has rolled down to 10. Just over 4 minutes to play now. And as Skyler takes the ball, we're going to get an offensive foul. And that's got Coach Folsom really, really unhappy. He's not nose-to-nose with the official, but they are shoulder-to-shoulder. Fowler's going to make a substitution. Chisholm out, Wildermuth in. So they're going to change out the one. Benedictine by 11 at 4:08 to play. Pressure by BC. And looking to make Evangel work a little for the shot. Making Evangel utilize some time off the game clock. Now we're going to see the Crusaders open it up a little bit, spread it out. They're hoping to be able to get some more unobstructed shots, maybe find a little daylight. So far, they've not been able to do that. Here's a driving shot, and they're going to call Brzezowski for the foul. And for Allie, well, she's the first player for either team to reach foul number 4. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece, so we're going to be shooting free throws. Every foul for the last 3:43. This first free throw is up and very short for Connor Patton. Patton had hit 3 of her first 4, misses that one, has 5 points in the game. This one rolls in for her 6th of the night. 63-53 Benedictine. Time now becoming a factor, 3:40 to go. Lady Ravens coming into the forecourt, standing out in the center circle with the basketball is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Back out on top to Kyra. Feeds underneath Brzezowski. That was a brilliant pass by Mr. Rocca. And the bucket by Brzezowski. She's got 13. 65-53. Ball slapped out of bounds by Brzezowski. Before the ball can come into play, Coach Preston Beverly taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We got a break in the action with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 65, Evangel 53.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Ashland County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coming into the ball game tonight, Benedictine, in their last 2 games, they've hit 23-point shots. In fact, that includes a new single-game high of 12 three-point shots in the last home game against Culver Stockton back on January the 20th. But that's not going to happen tonight. Benedictine is 4 of 12 from three-point range. But for Evangel, the shooting has been just woeful. They are 1 of 9 from three-point range, 11%, 17 to 50 from the floor, hitting 34%. What has kept throughout the course of the evening, what has kept Evangel in this game is free throws. Benedictine is 5 of 9. It's not real good. Here's a pass down to the baseline by the Valor. Gets away. Ravens are going to have it back. Benedictine is 5 of 9 at the free throw line, but Evangel is 18 of 23. Those 13 points are the reason this isn't a 20-some point Benedictine lead with 3 minutes to go. Instead, Lady Ravens coming up court with the basketball, but they are now up a dozen, 65-53. We go inside 3 minutes to play. Benedictine is going to go to some motion offense. Running it back and forth, top side to side, running time. Now Misty Rocca, top of the key. The long two is good by Kyra. You know, the only question right now, who is going to be the leading scorer? Allie, Brzozowski, Kyra, Misty Rocca. Brzozowski 13, and now Kyra with that bucket is at 15. Here's a runner on the other and misses. Brzozowski with the rebound. And the 6'1" forward drives it up the floor and quickly gets it over to Skylar Washington, who settles the team down. 2:20 to go, 19 on the shot clock. Nicholson slides to the right side. The feed down low for Kyra is just out of her reach. Brzozowski trying to feed her. Can you see what's happening here? The 4 and 5, even though they're nip and tuck for scoring honors and they've done all the point scoring in the basically in the second half, they're still beating one another. They're still trying to get the other player the basketball and give them a chance to score. Great, great teamwork for the Lady Ravens tonight. 2 minutes to play. Tom Simon of basketball. Evangel. Lexi Berry backs into the lane. Cut off there by Reigns. Comes back up on top. The shot clock's in single digits. Here's a wild three that's off the window and almost goes in. Misty Rocca saves it and then is going to throw it away. Nicholson was not ready for that pass. It'll come back into Evangel. But time, irreplaceable. 1:43 to go. Leading it here by 14, just one goal short of their game high advantage. Evangel, baseline, running shot, nope. Offensive rebound, follow shot, nope. Rebound, offensive board, followed up, nope. But this time a Benedictine foul. And a whistle is going to be on Missy Rocca. It's only her second foul tonight. Evangel coming to the line. Alexis Roach, 9 points, all of them in the second half. She's 3 of 3 at the line tonight. This free throw, way short. One more shot coming here. Last time these two teams met back in December, Lady Ravens held the Fowler to 7 fourth-quarter points. Well, they've already got a dozen here tonight. Missy Rocca comes out of the ballgame. So for Benedictine, you take out the 6'3 center and you put in a 6'2" senior post to reach the 1,000-point mark in her career in her last game. First shot of the second quarter for her got her to 1,000 career points. She is so good, the senior from Minnesota. Benedictine down the left side. Skyler has the basketball. Minute 11 to go at the free throw line. Here's a shot. Good! By the person we were just talking about, 6'2", Natalie Samarin. 69-54 in the Lady Ravens. Coming away with a big win here tonight. Baseline shot. Nope. Rebound to Skyler. She's going to drive. Is she going coast to coast? Is she going to bring it out? She'll shoot and score. Skyler says, give me a couple of more points. She's got 10. 71-54, Benedictine. Lady Ravens running away late. 40 seconds to play. Wildermuth has it for Evangel. And now it's going to be stolen by Brzozowski. Look at her drive the floor. The little guard reaches in and rips the ball out of her hand. And I'm not sure, is Allie okay? Did she get a fist to the cheek there maybe? Now, this would not be the first time we've seen Allie with a black eye. Matter of fact, she is more than willing to mix it up a little bit. But again, Benedictine, 6'1" forward, gets fouled by Evangel's, what is she, 5'4" guard who probably had reached as high as she could reach to hit her in the cheek. Certainly not an intentional foul by any stretch, but it is going to put Hallie Brzezowski on the free throw line with a half a minute to go in the game. Benedictine leading it by 17. First free throw, yeah. Hallie Brzezowski, not a great free throw shooter, but knocked that one right down. One more shot coming up for Allie out of Hera, Oklahoma. Sends it right in. 73-54. And now Brzezowski's going to come out. Coach is asking her if she's okay. She seems to indicate yes. Goes down to the end of the bench. I don't see any trainer coming up to take a look at her. Still rubbing that cheek. Up court with Wacom Evangel. Shot clock and game clock are 1 second apart. The driving layup on the other end, allowed by Benedictine, belongs to Alexis Roach. 73-56, and that's probably going to be the final. Unless now, Evangel's going to keep pursuing the basketball, so Benedictine's going to not be able to just let the clock tick away. BC brings it in. Evangel bumping and pushing there, defending to the last moment. They trailed by 17 with 10 seconds to go. And the Ravens work it outside. Feed into the middle with 5. Samarin says, come on now. And that's going to do it. Final score in the ladies' game. Benedictine 73, Evangel 56. And we'll return here to the Nomah to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens win their 16th game of the season. Now 16-6 and 8-4 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference with their victory over Evangel tonight. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the Valor, one player made it to double digits, and that was Alexis Roach, who scored all of her 11 in the second half. 3 players with 8, Lexi Berry, Sarah Luombo, and Zoe Mullings. A half a dozen for Connor Patton, Abby Wildermuth with 5. 3 tonight, Sophie Sparks, Alexis Coffin, 2-1 for Sadie Chisholm. For Benedictine, It was kind of the point of interest. Who was going to be the leading scorer tonight? Was it going to be Miss Iraka? Was it going to be Brzezowski? It was neither one of them as they tied. 15 apiece for those two players for Benedictine to lead the way for the Ravens in all scores. Double digits as well for Skylar Washington. She ended up with 10 tonight. It was an 8-point evening for Aaliyah Raines, a half a dozen for both Twyla Karaskia and Natalie Samarin. 5 for Riley Wade and 4 apiece, Kennedy Nicholson and Heather Runabaum. Fowler are now 11-11 on the season, 7-5 at a conference, and again, Benedictine goes to 16-6 and 8-4. Stick around. Guys' teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back with men's college basketball shortly here on CARE Radio. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine will be hosting Evangel's guys before long. Get the final score in the ladies' game. Lady Ravens 73, Fowler 56.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Health Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedict and Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.